Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
He is going to kick. Let me tell you something. Listen. See, I haven't been saved all of my life. But when I was small, you know, I would play around with the dogs. You know, I just kind of love to aggravate the dogs, you know. So what I do, I put my feet on the dog's tail. He don't like it. They don't like it. That's logical, too, you know. They don't like it. And the more pressure you put on, the more that dog is going to act up. That's what it's like in Satan. The more pressure you put on Satan's tail, press on him, he's going to act up. Come on now. So if you got him all upset, it's simply because you got a hold of something he don't like. Somebody raise your hands and praise God. Amen. I'm trying to stay PG tonight, you know. Praise God. You know what? I thank God for God's people because you're such a beautiful, lovely, open group of people. Amen. And each night, I like the way you receive. You know what I brought forth last night? I have to say this because it's the truth. It took God to receive that. Amen? It's going to take God to receive this tonight, too. Hallelujah. But I like the way you received that last night. I thought it was just so beautiful that how you ate it. Amen? Because, see, a lot of times people would just give up, you know. They'll give up on this. Preacher, you going to tell me that that I am from above? That's what we were talking about last night. We are not from below. We are from above. Are you with me? Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the 47th verse, this is the way we talked the last night. Amen. This is the way we talked the last night. The first man is of the earth. That's earthly. The second man is what? The Lord from heaven. We are the second man. Or the last man. See, most people, they stop at Christ. They don't realize that Christ is the church. Christ means anointed. Are you one of God's anointed? Then wouldn't that make you Christ? Oh, somebody say amen. That make you Christ, don't it? So we are the Lord from heaven. Now, like I said last night, I'm just giving you a review, okay? Like I said last night, those of us that has been born of God, we did not come from below. We came from above because God is from above. Am I right? How many feel tonight they've been born of God? Are you sure you've been born of God? Then you came from where? Heaven. We are from heaven. Now, preacher, now that just can't be the truth. We are from above. We are from heaven. We are not of this earth. I'm sure most of you know this already. You are not from the earth, so therefore you are not of the earth. You are from above. You are from heaven. Now the sinners are from the earth. But not the Christian. Think about it. If you were born of God, then you came from above. How many can hear this tonight? Now, preacher, I just can't see that. If you were born of God, you came from above and not from below. That's what gave you the authority, that you were born of God. See, that's power. Hallelujah. Preacher, I just don't understand what you're talking about. I can't see how that can be the truth. Hallelujah. Notice this, the third chapter of St. John. And the 13th verse. And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of God, which is where? In heaven. What do you mean in heaven? How many believe that we're in heavenly places? Are you ready for this? We are heavenly places. Heaven means above. That's what the word heaven means, above. Hallelujah. Preacher, I know I was going there, but I didn't know I came from there. That's why you're going there, because you're from there. Nothing from hell goes to heaven. Come on, saints. There are some of you about to give up on me tonight. I can see it. I'm bringing forth what I brought forth last night. The fifth chapter of St. John in verse 26. For as the Father had life in himself, so had he given to the Son. Listen. So had he given to the Son to have what? Life in himself. All right. The point that I want to bring across tonight is this. We are not of this world. We are above this world. Our power and our authority is above this world. See, anybody that is limited to the world, they are not above it. If you are limited to the world and you are controlled by it, would you say amen? I had someone to tell me, some preacher said, I can understand that, but what I just can't accept is that you're going to tell me that I am from heaven. Hallelujah. I had a person tell me a while back, they said, preacher, they said, you make the people think that they have all the power. I was told this. Third chapter, St. John, verse 31. Look what it says. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly. And speaketh of the earth, he that cometh down from heaven is what? Above all. How many believe that you are from heaven? Because you were born of what seed? Christ seed, God seed, right? God seed didn't come from the earth. God seed came from where? Heaven. So wouldn't that make you from heaven? And what does that mean? You are above all. Take a hold of somebody here and say, we are over it. Raise your hands and say glory. Now don't let nobody fool you. We're not talking about milk tonight. We're talking about meat. You said, but preacher says, what makes you think that it is us? Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the 4-7 verse. The first man is of the earth, that's earthly. The second man is what? The Lord from heaven, that's us. The 48th verse, as is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. We just read the third chapter of St. John, the verse 31. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are also what? Heavenly. Now, how many realize he's talking about the mind? He's talking about the mind. This is the mind. How many have dealt with earthly-minded people? You can't talk to them. How many have dealt with heavenly-minded people? All's going to come out of them is what? Good. Come on. Are you ready for this tonight? How in the world can anything that's truth come from the earth? If good came from the earth, then Christ would not have to come. It would have been already here. Am I right? But do you realize what happened? Heavenly had to come down to our level that we might understand it and go up. Come on, saints. Do you know who we are tonight? We are the heavenly-minded people. What is heavenly-minded? Spiritual. Somebody say amen. The 49th verse, and as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. You know what image means? The likeness. Now, everybody that was born of this world, they bear the image of this world, don't they? They act like the world. They talk like the world. They look like the world. They think like the world. They move like the world. They feel like the world. They are the world. Am I right? But those of us that are here tonight, we that have been born of the heavenly nature, who do we become then? Christ, heavenly. How many can see it tonight? Now, I told you last night, I said, we don't even have to pray for things. Preacher, you're about to get out of the Bible. No, I'm not. All we have to do is just think on them. And that which is in us, which is the heavenly nature, would draw it to you. Somebody raise your hands and say, glory. You know why? Because you only generate the good things. Not the bad things, not the evil things. You only generate the good things. So wherever you go, you know what's going to happen? Good is going to follow you. You know why? Because you are nothing but good. Come on now. When the Bible speaks of spirit, do you know what he's talking about? The will of the mind. How many have been around people that had a bad spirit? You know what it is? Their will and their mind is corrupted. That's what we're about to get into now. See, most people don't know, but Paul ain't talking nothing. Paul ain't talking about nothing but what? The spirit, which is what? The mind. Notice the next verse. The 50th verse. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. This is heavy tonight. When he said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, most people thought that talking about something that's where you're going to go to, you know. Do you realize when it says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God? Where did Jesus say the kingdom of God was in the 17th chapter of St. Luke in verse 21? Behold, the kingdom of God is where? That's the kingdom of God he's talking about. You know what he's saying? Flesh and blood cannot inherit that kingdom. What is flesh and blood? Earth. It's an earthly mind. That's it, carnality. It's an earthly mind. Now we're getting into some tough meat tonight. Praise God. Okay, I want you to read it for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are getting into some tough meat. When he said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, what he's talking about, the physical man, which is the earthly mind, the physical mind, the natural understanding, cannot receive. Amen. Now this, Brother Roy has a verse, and you might have what I need here. Which verse is this you have? Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Fantastic. I like that. Amen. How many understand what he's talking about now? Hallelujah. What are you trying to say, preacher? You know what? Okay. We also have another verse too, the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. And verse, I said it's the 14th verse, but we're going to, the Let's start at the 13th verse. Notice this. Which things also we speak, not in the word which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things that are the Spirit of God. Talking about the natural mind. That's the earthly mind. For they are what? Foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. But notice this next verse now. But he that is spiritual, what? Judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. He's letting you know that the spiritual mind is above all minds. How many understand what Paul is talking about? All right, now. Back to the 50th verse again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the 50th verse. Notice this. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Kingdom of God. The natural mind cannot receive the spiritual mind. That's what he's talking about. The natural mind cannot receive what? The spiritual mind of God. Are you following me? Notice this, Father. Notice this again now. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Now, most people don't know what he's talking about when he says corruption or incorruption. Do you know what he's talking about? The man's spirit. Sinner have a what? A corrupted spirit. But when you come to Christ, your spirit become what? Incorruptible. What do you mean? It's not corrupted. The word incorruptible means not corrupted. The word incorruption means cannot be corrupted. We were speaking about that earlier, preacher. Predestination. Somebody say amen. This is really what he's talking about. How many can see this tonight? All right? Are you following me? Let us get this 50th verse again, all right? Notice this. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Talk about the natural mind or the natural man cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption. But verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. The word mystery means something that's hidden. So if he's going to show us a mystery, that simply means he's going to give us a revelation. We shall not all sleep, both spiritual and natural. There's a lot of people, they're asleep right now. They are asleep to the knowledge of God. Come on. And it also means naturally that everybody's not going to die. You know what's going to keep you alive? The knowledge of God. Come on. You said, preacher, now you shouldn't talk like that. Most people don't like it, but once you get the spiritual mind, you know something? Death, there's no saying goes, when death comes knocking on your door, you got to go. That's not Bible. That's not Bible. You don't have to go unless you want to. I tell you, any child of God, when they leave because they wish to. Now somebody say amen. Am I right? They accept it, don't they? That's right. If they don't accept it, they remain. Now that's our privileges with God. Don't let nobody fool you. That's our privileges with God. And I've known a lot of people say, hey, I accept sleep. Sure. And there are some people, they did like Hezekiah did. They said, they ain't accepting sleep. Come on. See, I want to break it down to you. I want you to get it all tonight, all right? Verse 51 again. Behold, I show you a mystery. I'm giving you a revelation. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. What is the change? The change is made in the what? In the mind, in the will, in the spirit. You know how your spirit is changed? By the knowledge of God. Do you know what I'm doing right now? I am changing you right now. As you take on the knowledge and the wisdom of God, you are changing. You are passing from death to the marvelous life. Somebody say glory. Preacher, you better watch it. You're going to get in trouble. Because if I don't tell this to you, I'm in trouble. Are you with me tonight? I like this. Praise the Lord. You know what we're dealing with now? We're dealing with mind. Mind. See, the spirit is mind, will. When that corrupted spirit, which is sin, most people think sin is a thing you do. Please don't nobody get offended, all right? Sin is not the things you do. If you do something bad, it's only the effect of sin. Sin is your state of mind. But see, we've been brainwashed, you know, sin is when you go out there, you smoke, you drink, you fornicate, you shack up, you do. They got a list of the things they think is sin. So if you're not doing any of those things, then you're righteous. That's it. I've been brought up in the church. I've been preaching for 24 years. That's how long I've been preaching. They told me what to preach. I preached that until the Lord started opening my eyes. And I realized that, hey, sin is your state of mind. There is a lot of people not doing those things. It don't make them any righteous the one that's doing them. Now, I can go deeper than that, but see, I don't want to offend nobody tonight. They take that which is nothing and make a big deal out of it. A pastor said in Georgia that when nothing, realize that nothing is nothing, that's when something will be something. Come on. Let me get back to what I'm talking about here. In all of your getting, you need to get what? Sin is your state of mind. It's your spirit. It's your spirit. I don't care how righteousness that you might seem to be. It's your spirit. How many have met people that they didn't go out there and do those things, but it was full of evil on the inside? Secretly full of the devil. And when they got through with you, you had to go out there and do something. When they got through with you, you had to go out there and take a sip. They'll make you do something. Now, come on now. Are you with me tonight? Let me see your hand. How many people that you have met like that? They weren't doing them things that, you know. But when they got through with you, you wanted to do them. What are we talking about? The spirit. Huh? Absolutely. You know that's the truth, sir. I know what you're talking about. That's the worst of all. People hiding stuff in the back of their mind and pointing their finger and saying, it's wrong. You take that one that's always crying about how wrong it is, you better watch that one. I learned this the hard way. I know, well, this is on tape tonight. Oh, Lord, I tell you. How many, are you praying for me tonight? See, it's time that we come to the truth now. All right? It's time that we come to the truth. See, like I say, I've been preaching for 24 years. I've been around all kinds of people, you know. And the one that cries the loudest, sin, name it a different thing. You know what I learned? They had once been it up to the neck and missing it. They was already in it, but they was hiding. Or they planned to go in it and win in it later. Take a hold of somebody here so you know he told the truth. How many people that you remember like that? Somebody made a statement that sin is in the eyes of the beholder. How true. How true. Come on, somebody say amen. All right, you know what we're talking about tonight? We are talking about what? The heavenly mind. What is that? The incorruptible. The mind that has not been corrupted. The incorruptible. Excuse me, the mind that is not corruptible. Or the mind that is not corrupted. Are you with me? Back to verse 51 again. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. You believe that? And this last verse for the night. Notice this. I like this. Verse 52. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. All right, this is a word that has upset a lot of people. T-R-U-M-P, do you know what that means? It means a rank. Like when you get into a higher rank. The last trump was simply means that, if I use the term, you are last, the last awakening. Well, come on, y'all about ready for this. The last trump will be the Christ man. You know why? It says back, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickened spirit. The last trump is something means, trump means rank. A high-ranking card would be like a trump, okay? It simply means a high place. Those of us that are spiritual minded, don't you know we are in the high place of God? Don't you know we are on the high seat of God? We're sitting on the throne now. A lot of people talking about we're going to sit on the throne. We're going to wear a crown. Hey, we are wearing a crown. We are sitting on the throne. Somebody say amen. Come on. Verse 52, in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. You know what the trumpet means? Awakening. I am sounding a trumpet right now. When you come to the knowledge, then you've heard the trumpet sound. All right? The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be what? Raised incorruptible. Now, to prove to you that it's not talking about, now some of you are going to get offended now. See, people, when they see that word dead, they all putting it to the last day. But let me tell you something, saints. Notice this. And the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. All right, now. Proving to you that it is talking about now. If it was, now if a child of God sleep, they are not incorruptible. I mean, they are not corruptible, right? If you are corruptible, that means you're going to hell. What I want you to see tonight, it was not, this is not talking about the graveyard dead. Most people think it's talking about the graveyard dead. It's not. Notice this again. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. Huh? Most people think that, well, we ain't right now, but when we die, when Jesus raised us from the dead, then we're going to be incorruptible. And I got news for you. You better be incorruptible now. So it proved to you, it's not talking about the graveyard dead. It's talking about what kind of dead? The spiritual dead. Come on, say. Why did the man of God say, I pass from death to life? That's the death he's talking about. What's death? Sin. The sinner shall be raised incorruptible. Are we being raised right now? As we hear the knowledge of God, are we putting off sin? Are we putting off death? Are we taking on Christ? Isn't Christ incorruptible? Take a hold of somebody here and say, he does make sense, don't he? For this what? The 53rd verse. For this what? Must put on what? All right, now, how many here tonight that are saved and are corruptible? Come on. How many believe that you are saved? Then you are not corruptible. That's right. That's what the word corruptible means, spoil, right? All right. So how many believe that you are not spoiled, you are not decayed, because you are saved? So it can't be talking about you, right? This corruptible must put on what? Incorruptible means what? Not spoiled or not subject to spoil. When you say you're saved, you know what you're saying? I am incorruptible. That's what the word saved means, reserved, kept. So how many can see what Paul is talking? Paul is talking about now. All right, how many here tonight can realize before you were saved, you was corruptible? But now through salvation, you have put on what? Incorruptible. Can't you see he's talking about now? Oh, somebody say amen. Oh, come on, preacher. You know what? Listen, we need to get what? An understanding. See, that's the problem. A lot of us is looking for something that already done happened. Now, they used to read this at funerals, you know. Hallelujah. This corruptible must put on incorruptible. And I'm thinking, no. You know, I was sitting at this funeral and just sitting there, which I don't like to go through them no way, you know. And I'm just sitting there and looked like the minute was like hours, you know. I'm just sitting there. And this preacher get up and start reading from this. That's what they usually read from. And he start reading this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And it came to me by the Holy Ghost. This shouldn't be read at funerals. This is not put here to bury the dead. It's to raise the dead. Hallelujah. That's for sinners. The sinners are corrupt. They are corrupted. So the only way we're gonna take that which is corruptible and make it incorruptible by what? Preaching the gospel. Somebody say amen. So do you realize what he's telling you tonight? You are incorruptible. What does it mean? You are not subject to spoil. How are you incorruptible? In your mind. Would you say amen? Do you realize what that means?
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.